Next month marks the 25th anniversary of the Los Angeles riots that erupted following the beating of Rodney King. It was a pivotal time in race relations for Los Angeles. And now a new feature film called Gook explores the Korean-American perspective on the events of April 1992. Shot in stark black and white, it won an audience award at Sundance and screens this weekend at CAMFest, San Francisco's Asian American Film Festival. Justin Chan is the writer, director, and lead actor. He plays a Korean American shoe store owner, and in this scene, his character Eli finds the racist epithet Gook spray painted on the hood of his car.
Car's not starting.
Yo, what does that even mean?
What? Oh, gook? No, it just means, in Korean, it just means country.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so like, you know, Hanguk is Korea, Yeonguk is England.
What about America?
That's my favorite one. Me gook.
You were 11 years old during the LA riots. How did the riots affect your family, and why did you want to make a film set in that time period?
My dad had a store on the border of East Compton and Paramount. So during the last day of the riots, we got looted. And, you know, if you are familiar with those times, there's those famous pictures of Korean shop owners on their roofs with shotguns, and my dad was one of those guys. And I wanted to make this film because I had read a few other scripts that were going to be made about the LA riots, and I kept reading that the Korean experience was not properly portrayed. Just felt if I didn't make a movie, I would feel very guilty.
The film is very raw, it's very intense at points, but it's also got this poignant friendship at the center between Camilla, who's an 11-year-old African-American girl, and two young adults, Eli, the character you play, and his brother Daniel. It's almost like Camilla hasn't internalized the racial dichotomies in the community. She sees these Korean guys as family.
When you're kids, you all just play together, and I think the reason for Camilla being in the story is she represents the bridge and the innocence, and also what we lose sight of when we all don't communicate and fight with each other.
I can see the light on the other side. Everything's gonna be just fine with a little more time.
Camilla!
She's the most resilient one. She's the one that is always optimistic while everybody else thinks so negatively about everything.
There's a scene in the film where your character, Eli, is sitting with Camilla and you guys are watching towers of smoke from buildings that are being burned and looted.
It's getting crazy out there.
Yeah.
People are mad.
As they should be.
So it's clear that Eli understands the pain and frustration of the African-American community and why that looting happened. But in the film, it doesn't seem like his pain is understood by some of his neighbors.
That's how it sort of felt during that time, you know. And that's the conflict. And that's why, you know, he's kind of like a lone wolf in the film. You know, he doesn't really connect with anyone other than Camilla. A lot of times people do understand each other's pain. They just don't want to acknowledge it, or they don't want to give them an inch. You know what I mean? Because then, especially in a tough neighborhood like that, you show your sort of weakness in terms of, you know, just even caring, and the neighborhood might take a foot. Also, you know, if you know anything about that time, you know, a lot of Korean businesses went into these neighborhoods, and it was true. We didn't assimilate. We didn't try to become a part of the community. We just, you know, made a lot of money from those neighborhoods, and we didn't give back. And the riots was really painful, and all this, you know, negativity surrounded it. But when the dust settled, a lot of Korean shop owners had to really sit down and think, what caused this?
Justin, what do you think your film says about what's changed or hasn't when it comes to race relations in L.A.?
You know, 25 years ago with Rodney King, he was, you know, that form of police brutality was him getting beat. And, you know, in the past few years, police brutality has been very much so that people have been killed. In some ways, it's been 25 years and there's more tolerance, but there also isn't. Right now, the country is very divided on, you know, how they want the country to progress. And it's a very eye-opening, unique time. And, you know, that's why I think it's important to create art like this, because we can talk about it.
Your film, Gook, has been compared to Spike Lee's movie, Do the Right Thing, looking at race relations on one block or one segment of a community. Do you think that's a fair comparison?
I mean, to me, that's a huge, huge, huge honor. I mean, I'm a huge Spike Lee fan. We talk about Camilla and Eli, and these two demographics are two of the most underrepresented ethnicities in media, you know, African-American females and Asian-American males. So it was really important to me that I, you know, this story was told through their eyes. It's a story about race, but it's really just a story about friendship. Why people connect to the film is because anyone can relate to friendship.
Justin Chan, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Justin Chan is the director, writer, and lead actor in the film Gook.